The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
To continue on what we have been going through for some time now. Walking out of captivity into dominion. Walking out of captivity into dominion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And our main text that we have been using has been Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 21. Jeremiah 32:21, which says, "Thou hast brought forth thy people, Israel, out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders and with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terror." Amen. So, From our main text, which is Jeremiah 32:21, we see five things that the Lord uses to bring his people out of what? Captivity. And we realize that this scripture has its manifestation in the life of what? Israel out of Egypt. So for us to understand this topic very well, or this subject for October, November, December, there is a need for us to revisit how Israel came out of what? Egypt.
Amen.
So just a little recap as to the end of last week. Last week we were looking at Israel, we were looking at Moses going to meet Pharaoh. The second time.
Yes, I share near Yeshua and our church. We say Moses echo Pharaoh
and
Emra echo Sumienu.
And the second time, that was in the time when Moses was what, very discouraged, and Israel was not even prepared to what, listen to Moses.
Emra echo Sumienu. Moses done who had betrayed Pharaoh. Emra na Moses na kasampu na bemwebu na akoye se Israel manimpo njini dise obeti nyefin kwasumu.
So Israel was discouraged. Moses was discouraged.
Israel for Abemwebu, Moses and Kasanso na Abemwebu.
But that was when God told Moses, "I have made Aaron a prophet to you."
Na samre ni muni nyankupon katue Moses say, "Maye unuya Aaron se odifo."
And Moses was supposed to go to Pharaoh. Now Moses, when he was going to meet Israel, he carried three signs. That was turning the rod to snake and back to the rod, the hand becoming leprous and back to it being whole, and the third one was water becoming blood and coming back to what?
And Centurion and Moses, Jinasu, Epo, Israel, Fawning, Tank, or Tromose, Yankupon, Babe, and Ni, Saint Odi Pumano, to where Daniel, Trastian, now, and only eight near the kind, Namia, Nusoy, and Rodin, and Sasha, and Motuma, and Daniel, Pata, Nessai, Dani, Bayan, and Sam, Yemiatosumi, and Sam, A.M. Ra, and Sio, and Daniel, and Mojana, Sia, Daniel, and Sio Bim.
But in all this, God never told him that you were going to carry this to Pharaoh. All that God told him was that, let Israel see this so that they will know that I have what? Sent you.
Na nyakopon ka kire Mose won sentweni miensan hu se, ma Israelfo hu no mungin di se, ampa me nyakopon na masoma.
So now Moses goes to Pharaoh.
Na fein de Moses akoda ni ho
dia. And when he was going to Pharaoh, the Lord told him that now Pharaoh will ask you of what? A miracle. If he asks you of a miracle, put the rod down so that it will become what? A serpent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the sign that the Lord gave to you, now you may be called upon to prove that same sign to the evil one. My question last week was, what if you get to the evil one and he asks you what is your sign and you have forgotten? What happens to you?
I said, Amen.
Amen. That means that the sign must be something that you must hold dear in your heart and in your mind so that you don't what? Forget. So today we'll begin with this, the psychological effect of Moses' encounter with what? Pharaoh. I will explain it. In Exodus chapter 7 from verse 10. So Moses and Aaron went in to Pharaoh, and they did so just as the Lord commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. But Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. So the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. For every man threw down his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods, and Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them as the Lord had said. Amen.
Amen.
When Moses was going to Pharaoh, the Lord told him that if he asked of a miracle, put down your rod. The Lord never told him that Pharaoh will also be able to produce like miracle. I hope you are following. In your Bible, did the Lord tell him no? So, to Moses, today I'm going to finish what? Pharaoh. So the moment he put down the rod and he became a serpent, he knows that, oh, Pharaoh should give in. But at that instance, Pharaoh said, oh, this one.
Pharaoh said, "Na wey."
All my people come. Come and show him that this one is common here. The only difference was that Moses' rod swallowed all their rods. Amen. But now there is a psychological effect to that warfare. Warfare is not only fought, or battles are not only engaged with the hand. There is something that also goes in your mind. When boxers are coming to box or fight, why do they speak words? So that the words can what? Intimidate. Now, although Moses' rod swallowed, When Moses leaves the scene,
Moses fee a hokoye no.
What will he be thinking?
A day na obedrin.
How would he be thinking?
A day na obedrin dunya fawo.
Hey, this man, he's also hot, powerful.
Hey, sao berry man you so no so owo to me.
This man, he's also hot, powerful.
Sao ben may on so owo to me.
I went to him the first time.
Ma konin chen ye di kain.
Problems upon problems came.
Or how be bray abba.
Now today I am going to show something to him too.
I say, and then so me could that be their trainer.
Another what? Although I have won, but still, I am not convinced.
So,
in the mind of Moses, there will be a psychological effect. His rod has swallowed, but he will not be content because he never knew that Pharaoh can also what match up.
Moses nyema bi be koso e wo mu se we differ osun kunim but na odwendwini se den ne betimi asibiem.
Amen.
Amen.
He could not totally beat down Pharaoh.
Went me and din so kra.
So Pharaoh will have what he will also be thinking.
Na Pharaoh so so betim abati ase e dwendwin.
And Moses will also have what he is also thinking.
Na Moses nso ahyase e dwendwin nema bi ho.
After you pray.
Sa wo bom pa ye wi a.
And you come out of prayer with high expectation.
Na wo fim pa bo bia ani ani swade ho kese a.
And it looks like some things are not so accurate like how you want it. How do you feel?
Na ekoba se niema ento na kwan mu se nia wo wususu anase nia wo ni da so ni so a.
Do you feel you have won?
Eye wo se wedding kuni man.
Or you feel that there is something.
Anase beye wo se afei de bibi wo ho.
So now let's look at what the Lord told him. Verse 14. So the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hard. He refuses to let the people go. Verse 15. Go to Pharaoh in the morning. This was where we ended last week. Go to Pharaoh in the morning. It is early morning. After you go in the first round, when the battle is not clear, when the victory is not so clear, God now begins to develop a new test for you. And then this time he teaches you to carry the battle to the doorstep of what? The enemy. Carry the battle to the doorstep of the enemy. Those of you who know how to quarrel in self-contained, listen, compound houses. Initially, you start, someone is in the room, in the, and everybody starts talking. The one who is bold to get close to the other one's room, you will see that the other one will enter. Because, who say, it does not mean that the person has strength too. But that is part of what? Intimidation tactics. Remember, Bible says the devil roars like what? A wounded lion. That is what? An intimidation tactic.
So
the moment he roars, and you can't roar back, and you move back, he is what? he can now begin to come.
Now
So God was now teaching Moses how to do the warfare. So the second stage of the warfare is that carry it to the hut, to the doorstep of the evil one. But unfortunately, many Christians are not able to meet this target. The moment there was a little setback, then you will see that instead of the Christian mounting another attack, he goes to sit down. Oh God. It did not work. The prophetic service did not work. The communion I went for did not work. The midnight prayer did not work. Someone say to yourself, go early in the morning. Tell yourself, I will go again early in the morning. So are we seeing the type of warfare now? You don't have to be down. Carry the battle to the doorstep. So God was now telling Moses that, hey, don't begin to think of what happened yesterday. Yesterday is what? It's past. Today, we have to begin again. But today, we are not going to begin when Pharaoh goes to sit in his what? In his, where? In his palace. No, we are not going to start there. This time, we are going to start it when he is not prepared for what? For battle. That is catching your opponent on what awares. Catching your opponent on awares. If you like following football, it happens a lot. Football, you realize that they will be pressurizing one team. They will pressure them. It's like they are sitting back. They are not playing anything. Just one ball. Everybody's running. Fine, they have scored. How? Sometimes you check their statistics. They played only 10%, 20%. But still, they did what? They won. God is telling you that don't just sit back and count your loss. Even when yesterday is past, today is what? Another day. You see, the battle has no formula. When he went to Pharaoh the first time, Pharaoh was in his palace. But when he went the second time, he did not go to his palace. He met him when Pharaoh was not aware that Moses will come. Now let's look at what Moses was supposed to do. Go to Pharaoh in the morning. When he goes out to the water, and you shall stand by the river's bank to meet him. If you read that scripture, how do you understand it? We have explained, go to Pharaoh in the morning. The second aspect is stand by the riverside and what? And meet him. Stand by the river's bank to meet him. How are you getting it? God is now teaching Moses that this time, go and position yourself so that when Pharaoh is coming, you are also now meeting him. Position yourself well. Don't only carry it to the doorstep, but position yourself well. So now Pharaoh is now coming, and he realized that Moses is already by the riverside, and he is now coming to meet him. How would Pharaoh now feel? Pharaoh would be what? Totally confused. Because he is not expecting to meet what? Moses. Bible says, verse 16, and you shall say to him, the Lord God of the Hebrews has sent me to you. The Lord God of the Hebrews has sent me to you. Last week, when we got to this point, I was explaining to you that anytime God introduces a new name, it means he has introduced a new word. So when you read Bible and you see Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah Rapha, that was the time God decided to change for the people to know that, hey, he is not the God we knew like this. Today he is like this.
And you can't trust me, Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Shama. Na and what you say, Sam Breno Nanyankupon, I then you want the strong con atrenima.
So here he says, the Lord God of the Hebrews, not the Lord of the Hebrews, the Lord God of the Hebrews says, has sent me to you. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord God of the Hebrews has sent me to you. So the first time Pharaoh went to the palace, the first time Moses went to the palace, if Pharaoh met him as Moses, this time Moses is now meeting him as what? God's
messenger.
When you start tackling the problem as you should get to a point that you begin to tackle the problem as the Lord God. Otherwise, the problem will not bow. Why is it that when we are praying, we begin to confess and wash ourselves with the blood of Jesus? Why do we do that? So that we will introduce Christ into the situation. So the first round, you went by your strength. The second round, go with the strength of who? The Lord. I'm not saying Moses went the first round with his own strength. But I'm only trying to let you understand that God was changing the terrain. He was changing the way Moses knew him. He was changing the way the battle looked like. Because Pharaoh also understood what warfare. That is why I wrote that, give the enemy no breathing space.
mema obonifo no ahome kwan bia.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we continue now? So says, let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. But indeed, until now, you would not hear. That says the Lord. That says the Lord. By this you shall know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will strike the waters which are in the river with the rod that is in my hand, and they shall be turned to blood. And the fish that are in the river shall die. The river shall stink, and the Egyptians will loathe to drink the water of the river. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, all along, Moses only had one sign. But here, God has given him how to position himself. God has given him how to go to the enemy. And God has told him that now everything is going to change. The water is going to change toward blood. Let's look at this. Assuming Moses went to Pharaoh this third time in his palace, and he told him the water will all turn into blood. Will it? He does not need water at that time. He would not see it. He will only what? Hear it. But this time, you are carrying the battle to the enemy. And the enemy must see the results there and what? Then.
I say, dear, would the Econo Eco Bonnie for Ninchang? As I say, Unhu Econo and Sun Sansu.
Why was Pharaoh going to the river? To bath. He needed water. Now stand by the river and turn the river to blood. So who will be the first casualty? Who will face the first casualty? Pharaoh. Hallelujah.
Pharaoh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is warfare. So immediately Pharaoh will see the results. If he has to change his mind, he must change his mind there and what? Then. For those of you who watch boxing, in the boxing bout, that the man, if I rush again, I can what? I can beat him. Although maybe in his mind, he knows that this guy, he can beat me. But now, I've gotten the opportunity. So let me what? Utilize the opportunity. How many of us seated here utilizes the opportunity we get? How do we attack the evil one in our prayers? Round one, we attack. Round two, we go and relax.
No, you
let's consider ourselves. When it is a major prayer time, we will come back. Three of us. If I'm lying, say I'm lying. Three of us. Then the next day, the moment we say the prayer time has what? Ended. Everybody what? Relax. Let us go back. Pick the example from what? God teaching Moses how to deal with what? Pharaoh.
So,
if we like, you can change this topic to become how I will deal with my heart, Pharaoh. How I will deal with my heart,
Pharaoh. Pharaoh.
This is the first plague, but this is round two of our boxing bout from the Bible. This is the first plague, but this is the round two.
We find so ewo ekuni mo ehwe wo Bible na so e fa to so mienu ni e ba mehwe.
Verse 22. Then the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments, and Pharaoh's heart grew hard. Amen.
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 Let me tell you something here. The fact that Pharaoh's heart grew hard does not mean Pharaoh has not been what? Shaken.
So Pharaoh akuma eye din no nkyere say when he him.
The fact that Pharaoh's heart grew hard does not mean Pharaoh has not been what? Shaken.
So Pharaoh akuma eye din no nkyere say when he him.
Amen.
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 So on the surface of the situation looks like it is still what? Standing. But underneath, it has begun what? Cracking.
And Nisono, what me won't say, a kuno, and I saw how ni jinaho, now so asiano, a shasia, him the dada.
When your teeth wants to remove. This one, use yourself as an example. When your teeth wants to remove. When you look into the mirror, don't you see your teeth standing? But when you shake it, you can feel that the thing is what? The thing is shaking. So, in your eyes, from what you see, you will see the situation as what? Standing. But the real fact of the matter is that there is a shaking that is going underneath. A building does not break down in one day. It starts by what? Developing what? Cracks.
A chance, yes, sir.
Amen. There are some cracks that will begin. So let's look at 23, 24, 25. Then we'll go to the second one. Verse 23. Then and Pharaoh turned and went into his heart. Neither was his heart moved by this. Verse 24. So all the Egyptians dug all around the river for water to drink, because they could not drink the water of the river. Verse 25. And 7 days passed after the Lord has struck the river. 7 days. So for 7 days, the river was what? Black. Although Israel may be digging, Egypt may be digging around and may be getting water, but their main source of water has been polluted. Question. Was Pharaoh worried or he was not worried? If you are Pharaoh, will you be worried or you not be worried? He may not show that he's worried, but he was concerned. Because Egypt was what? Going through crisis. So you can't tell me that, oh, the situation is the same. It is not the same.
Won't mean can't you say, send the etina neti.
Continue shaking the situation. I'm trying to push more today because from next week we will start our December programs. And maybe you will not come to have this Bible teaching. Amen. So amen. I'm setting a tone that when you go, you can continue. So let's go to chapter 8. The Lord spoke to Moses. The Lord spoke to Moses, go to Pharaoh and say to him, thus says the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. But if you refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all your territory with frogs. When did the Lord tell Moses to go again? The moment the 7 days for the river had ended, God said, go what? Go again. That means that God was telling Moses that when you are fighting with the evil one, don't give him what? Breathing space.
If you hate him and he's about falling,
when you read about David and Goliath, when David hit Goliath and Goliath fell down, what did David do? Bible says he ran. He ran towards Goliath. If he had not ran towards Goliath to take his sword, what would have happened? Goliath would have what? Come out from what? His dizziness. And the ball game would have what? Changed. Most of us have sat down and the devil has come out of his dizziness. So the ball game is always what? Changing. Because when we hit him, we will stop. And they will come and see. Oh God,
David, the
what is happening?
Share Goliath. So I be and commit me. I'm sorry. You must be brave. You need a time for Kona. Yeah. Din kunima ni atina sinti. A time for ne sorry. Ne kunima be yeah din.
Amen. I just got a good example for you. When you want to eat curry and you put water in the curry and you don't quickly eat, what does the curry become? Amen.
Amen.
We always want to complain. We always want to hit one, go and talk small, and come again. Spiritual battles are not fought like that. When you begin winning, you do what? You move, you push, you continue. So when you come and you hear senior pastor saying, we want to mount prayer pressure, it is not that he feels okay or he feels like praying, but he realizes that we have gotten to a point that we have to do what? Continue until the thing finally what? Gives in. Today, we may not continue, but you can continue it. Go and look at all the plates. You will realize that the moment one plate ends, the next one begins.
The next one will begin.
What was the Lord teaching Moses?
He
was telling him that when you are in spiritual warfare, you don't relax until you have fought one. You don't relax until you have fought
one.
You don't relax until you have fought one.
These
3 months of shift. These 3 months of walking out of dominion. Somebody every day will pray 1 hour. Every day will pray 1 hour. Every day will pray 1 hour. Another person will pray that, will do that 24-hour fasting. He moves into full gear. 1 hour, 1.5. Next 2 days, 10 minutes. Next day, 5 minutes. That's one, sign of the cross.
Are ready?
So what would you? You are making the battle extra what? Difficult. You are letting the devil gather resources to battle.
And you know what, my time for no point said, Onya, a pen, ya knew Beko, Nia, and we had him.
For the next 10 minutes, let's just run through. So Aaron stretched verse 6, 7. We are reading verse 6 and 7 of chapter 8. So Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. Verse 7. And the magicians did so with their enchantment and brought up frogs on the land of Egypt. Don't worry. When you do it, they will do it. So let's continue. Then, verse 8. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people. Have you seen that Pharaoh has started giving in? He said what? Entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs. In this third round, Pharaoh's magicians have also brought frogs. Is that not so? So why is Pharaoh now saying, entreat the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Entreat the Lord that he should stop. Why? He realized that the battle is becoming more intense than he did what he imagined. If Moses had done round one, gone to sleep, by the time he comes, Pharaoh would even have imported magicians from other lands to come and what? Join him in the battle. But when he did round one, round two, round three, frogs, You can now see that his magicians have done the same, but Pharaoh is getting what? He's getting worn down. May you begin to wear down your enemy. In your prayer life, may you begin to wear down the enemy. May you begin to wear down the enemy. When things seem not to work, when the devil seems to try to push back, that is when you must even be reading your Bible the more. Unfortunately for the devil on my side, for the devil on my side, me when I get so sad, when I get very sad, that is when I read Bible more. I don't know why. But any day I am sad, then get ready. I may read 5 chapters, 6 chapters, because I am sad. I am sad. So, because I am sad, that one I'll read more. When I am happy, I can read less. Are you clear? When the devil seems to push you a bit back, that is when you must react more. Some of us have stopped reading our Bibles. We only read Bible when we come to church. That is why sometimes when we put scripture on the screen, you see people taking their phone to take screenshot of the word of the scripture. Now who the Bible? Who the Bible? Is there no Bible on your phone? Why? That is when you begin to pump more scriptures into your system, so that when you begin to start praying, the scriptures begin to what? Come out.
Say ye can't trust someone then we mu bebre and they will bomb pie and then I will can't trust someone on pie boom.
Somebody should get to a point that when they mention his name, the devil must begin to run away.
Amen. And say ye doom pempen so ye boy and dear no bonny for no shall see it.
When they call a demon that go to this person, he say,
run away.
Why? Because
the walking out is a daily thing. Walking out is a daily thing. As you sit down and you are watching me and you are listening to me, today, have you walked out? Today, have you walked out with the word of God? Today, have you walked out with prayer? And today, you are expecting to enter into... last summer, I explained to you that when you break this topic down, walking out of captivity. If you don't go out of captivity, you don't enter into what? Dominion and shift. Captivity. You have not walked out of captivity, but you are expecting dominion. Where should it come from?
So, have
you seen how the Lord was teaching Moses to deal with Pharaoh in walking out of captivity? It was a consistent jabbing. The boxers will tell you, continue to jab the same place. When you see that the person tries to cover this place, that means that place is what? Paining him. Continue on. Jab the same place. Jab, 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 jab. Then you will see that the person is doing like this. He's doing like this. Very soon, he will break down. You have to break down your captivity. If your captivity is a cage, you have to break down the what? The cage. You have to be able to roll it back. If you decide to relax, you do one, you relax. You relax. Women here, do a woman enter into labor room
and determine
the time she will come out? Please, do a woman enter the labor room and tell people that, oh, within 2 hours, to come out? Oh, the woman pay 15 minutes. The pass is here. A woman does not enter into labor and determine the time she will do what? She will come out. But you and I want to come out of captivity, but we have placed timelines on it. Someone is praying, he's watching the phone. Check the phone. He gets a call. Call when I'm expecting.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
The first show between Moses and Pharaoh, it lasted 1 day. The next show between Moses and Pharaoh, it lasted what? 7 days. That tells you that times must differ. You can't use the same time to do the same what? Battle. Times must differ. Now, chapter 8, verse 9. And Moses said to Pharaoh, accept the honor of saying, when I shall intercede for you, for your servants, and for your people, to destroy the frogs from you and your houses, that they may remain in the river only. So he said, tomorrow, round one of the battle, serpent rod turned to serpent. It was same day. Round two. River turned to what? Blood. How many days? 7 days. Round three. Moses now asked Pharaoh, what time you want the thing to? He said, tomorrow. That means that now the enemy is now what? It's now admitting that the battle has become what? Tough. May your enemies admit that you are too hot for them to contend with. May your enemies admit that you are too strong to, for them to fight with. First day, when Pharaoh, when Moses was going to Pharaoh, he was afraid. But now, Moses, Pharaoh is rather coming toward Moses. So now, would Moses be afraid?
Moses is
So question.
I say, Misa.
In the course of your battle, do you grow strong or you grow weary? Yes, can someone answer? Do you grow strong or you grow weary? You have to grow strong. You have to grow stronger. Hallelujah. Now, as we all sit here, ask yourself this question. In these 3 months of walking out of captivity into dominion and shift, have you grown stronger or you have grown weaker? Answer the question for yourself. Answer the question for yourself. Have you grown stronger or you have grown wearier? Why she? Answer wajo. Amen. When that is why I said go through. I don't know. Me when I pick Exodus, I'm able to understand it. When you look at Moses, now Moses is gaining the what? Upper hand. That means Moses is becoming what? Stronger. And Pharaoh is becoming what? Weaker. You, in your battle with the evil one, have you become out of the courtyards and out of the fields? Verse 15. Now let's look at verse 15. If you have your Bible, underline something there. If you don't have your Bible, then underline your exercise book. When you go home, you underline your Bible. Verse 15. But when Pharaoh saw that there was relief, when Pharaoh saw that there was what? Relief.
Pharaoh who said, I want Sanye Abano.
He hardened his heart and did not heed them as the Lord has said. When Pharaoh saw that there was what? A relief. Some of us, we have given our situations a relief. And so the situation has become what? Harden. When Pharaoh saw that there was what? A relief.
Pharaoh
started surrendering. When he saw that now the situation has relaxed, Moses has also relaxed. Then Pharaoh said, oh, me too, I'm a gangaria. May you not give your enemy a relief. In your quest to walk out of captivity, may you never give the enemy a relief. 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 Not right. Then what do you continue to use the stone to you will go and what? Change the stone. Some of us have decided not to change our stone. We are still using the same tactics. We have not changed the stone. I give you 100 means I do with any 3 more day. Why day? Me pine and pine. To me, the boy on the crowd boss and not born in Mumbu, was with your neighbor. I do it, me pino. Hallelujah. Please, There is one thing we all have to understand. Your captivity is not my captivity. See, Israel's captivity was 430 years, 400 years plus. And so God was telling them that 400 years plus, we don't just say come out and then you come out. There must be what? A fight.
Now,
I hope you understand. Maybe your captivity is just small. So when they said come out, you had your testimony. Don't sit down and look at that person's testimony and think my captivity is the same as what? His captivity. No.
Your grandparents were fetish priests. Some grandparents were pastors.
No. You are missing it. When some were sending gifts to the shrine, others were invoking what? Invoking deities. The ones who were invoking deities and the ones who were presenting gifts to the shrine, are they the same? Obi frɛ ahonhom no na de ɔde akyɛdeɛ kɔma honhom ɔne no ɔmo yɛ pɛ obi wotumi kye obi nti wo captivity nko asom ɛne me nko asom ɛyɛ den ɛnyɛ pɛ nti menhwɛ me nko asom na ɛmfa ntoto wo nko asom ho. And yes, our home bed, home bed chill. You will be brave, you won't chill. It's not say you're the young quassum at the tongue of one quassum. Your captivity is not equal to my captivity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's do the last round and then we'll close. The third plague. So the Lord said to Moses, say to Aaron, stretch out your rod and strike the dust of the land so that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And they did so. For Aaron stretched out his hand and his rod, stretched out his hand with his rod and struck the dust of the earth. And it became lice on man and beast. All the dust of the land became lice throughout the land of Egypt. 16:17. Let me explain something to you here. Have you realized that all the plagues, the initial plagues, Moses will tell Pharaoh that God said this. Is that not so? God said this. Oh, God is about to do this. Is that not so? But when Pharaoh sends a relief and he started misbehaving, the lies, the God tells him that go and tell Moses. No. Have you seen the tactics of the warfare? One, you go to the enemy. You speak to him to release the people. The second time, you meet him at the riverbank. You carry the battle to the enemy. The third time, you tell the enemy, this is what the Lord is coming to do against you. Now the enemy begins to plead. The fourth time, you don't even consult the enemy. Are you clear? Because when I consulted you, you have proved stubborn. Now, no consultation. So when it came to lies, there was no consultation. God just told Moses, hey, come on, go. Take the dust. Let it become lies. And the moment it begins to hit Pharaoh, Pharaoh himself will know that God turns now into a mighty hand. He does not consult the enemy because the enemy would be stubborn. And so the Lord must begin to do his own work, his own thing. Edu hanom na Nyankopon sha se se otene ne nsa. Oni bonsam ne nyade enkasa. Isan se baby ya du ne yani ni ye den, yani ni di asie. Na yani ni di asie no, yani ho adaje se yani ne betena se atwetwe nkomo. It was shen tokwa na nyame any echire Moses oni Pharaoh Edina in tokwa na no yedin debia ano yedin ano yedin na bunsam no na ho aden so yedin eti it is a woman to me ama won tokwa na no anyedin a otamfo na If you can't battle the evil one, instead of he relaxing or getting weak, he would rather become hot, strong. So you realize that from when he got to the plague of lies, God said, God did not tell Moses, go and talk to Pharaoh. No, the talking time has ceased. The talking time is over. The talking time is over. The negotiation time is past. Now, we have moved to a different terrain. Hallelujah. 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 That is why sometimes we will come to church and every day you come and you laugh. Every day you come and you laugh. There are some days when you come, you are not in that mood to even laugh. Because this time I have to move in a certain way. Today Roger is too wild. I'm not wild because of you. I'm wild because of a situation. Now, look at what was the effect of it. The moment he did not consult them, the effect of that thing, in Exodus chapter 8, verse 18 and 19, now the magicians so worked with their enchantments to bring forth lies, but they could not. So there were lies on man and beast, verse 19. Then the magician said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of what? God. This is the finger of what? God. This is the finger of what? Can I hear somebody say, this is the finger of God? You have to battle in the situation to the point that anyone who is joining forces with the evil one will give up. From this moment, if you continue reading the Bible, you wouldn't see the magicians turning up. Because the magicians have seen that, hey, we have passed our limit. Let me go back. Pharaoh, if you say you can fight, continue the battle. Are you clear? That is why I ask you, do we fight to grow stronger or we fight to grow what? Weaker. If you have battled well, by now, the helpers of your enemies would have what? Run and believe in your enemy. But many of us, when we battle one round, then we go and yawp small. We go around and make noise. Hey, yakun round one, oh, round one, oh, round one, oh. By the time you come, he has brought more helpers. May you be able to defeat the helpers of your enemies. Then your enemy will have no helper. Hallelujah. Amen. When David went against Goliath with their force, Bible says the whole Philistines fled. The whole Philistines fled. If you don't come with force, they won't flee. We want to close today. If we have an opportunity, we may continue another time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope you have understood the warfare there. And I hope we have been able to unveil some little parts of it by the grace of God. Sometimes, you may think I have written notes. I have not written anything. As I stand there and I start talking, the Holy Spirit begins to tell me that this was also part of it. This was part of the warfare. This was part of the warfare. Amen. That means that when we take the Holy Spirit serious, we'll come out of captivity. Shall we rise up and pray? Rise up and pray. Say, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, give me the strength to push through my battle. Begin to pray. Father, give me the strength to push through my battle. Rade mami ahode amit me die bua fa me tokwanim. Ahode, you need strength to push through. You can see here that Moses was not growing weary. It was Pharaoh who was rather what? Growing weary. That means you need some strength every day. Battle. Don't let the enemy rest. Don't give him a breathing space. Send the battle to the doorstep of the enemy. Fantokwane tuano. Fantokwane tuano. Fantokwane tuano. Udin tokwane tuana obebre. Udin tokwane tuana obejemu.
carry the battle to the doorstep of everyone. Carry the battle. Many of us want to only hear that we have prophetic meeting before you come and pray. You don't want to carry the battle. Make your mind. God was telling Israel, God was teaching Israel that for you to come out of captivity, don't let the enemy rest. Battle him day, battle him night, battle him when he's aware, battle him when he's not aware. So God made Moses to go to Pharaoh at the comfort of his palace. But the next time, he did not meet him at his comfort zone. He met him by the riverside when Pharaoh was not ready to fight. Because nobody is ready to fight early morning when he wakes up. That is why the Christian must wake up and begin to do battle as early in the morning. So that you take the evil one unawares. The Lord through Moses battled Pharaoh to the point that the magicians, the sorcerers, the enchanters said that this is the finger of the Lord. May you battle. May the Lord give you strength from today that you will battle without resting. You will battle without resting. You will battle without resting. You will battle without resting so that the evil one will give up. May the evil one give up on your situation. May he 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 give up on your situation. Some of us, we are close to getting our testimonies. We are close to getting our miracles, but we have decided to relax. May you receive new strength this evening. May you receive new energy this evening. May you receive new strength this evening. May you not give up. May you receive the tenacity, the strength, the fortitude to continue to battle so that you will not stop until you win the battle. Even when men are stopping, may you not stop until you win the battle. Because Bible says of David, when he had thrown the stone and the stone had hit the forehead of Goliath, David did not run back to rejoice, but David rather ran forward unto Goliath to take his sword to cut off his head. May you be able to cut off the head of the enemy so that when you come out of captivity, it will be coming out of perpetual captivity. And that was the example of Israel in Egypt. When they came out, Egypt was never able to bring Israel under them again because they knew that they have been dealt a blow. May you deal a blow to your enemy. May God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. It is time for our offering. The battle is for those who are ready to fight. The battle is not for those who want to hit and run. The warfare the church is in today is not a hit and run battle. It is a consistent and a constant battle. That is why the Bible says we are soldiers. We call ourselves soldiers of what? The cross. A soldier does not relax. A soldier is always ready for anything. Take your offering, pray on your offering. Say, Father, with this offering, may I move out of my captivity. With this offering, I move out of financial captivity. I move out of financial captivity. Pray on it and continue to move out and come. I move out of financial captivity. Walk and come. Walk out of financial captivity. We walk out of financial captivity. There are many types of captivity. God was teaching Moses how to walk out of all the types of captivities. So walk it out. Walk out of financial captivity.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.